Now, it's time to find out what that whiffy stuff is all about. Diana O'Carroll's here with this week's Question of the Week.
This week it's time to don the marigolds and get out the nose pegs.
Hello, my name's Connor Rouse, and I'm calling to ask, why does eating sugar puffs make your wee smell funny?
Are we what we eat?
My name is Glenys Jones, and I work as a nutritionist at MRC Human Nutrition Research in Cambridge. There's a thought that high sugar-containing cereals could make your urine smell, either because they contain a compound in there when it's metabolised that has an odour, or it could actually be that there's so much sugar in there it's beyond our renal capability.
So the kidneys might not be able to process all of that sugar, which could lead to microbes breeding and then creating an interesting smell. But this is quite unusual. So where else do we encounter smelly wee?
Lots of foods are known to make our urine smell. So, for example, something like asparagus contains a sulfur-containing compound, methylmercaptan, and another compound called asparagine. And when these are metabolised in the digestive tract, they release a very typical odour. So people who eat asparagus will often say that their urine smells in a particular way.
But not everyone is affected by the asparagus phenomenon.
Now, whether it's because there's only half the population who contain a gene to break this down, or that only half of us contain the gene that can actually smell it, would also explain why only a percentage of the population actually can smell this specific urinous smell when we eat asparagus. So it might be that you can eat asparagus and produce urine that smells, but you can't smell it, or it could be vice versa. Similar foods are things like cheese, garlic, eggs and beer. They're also known to make the urine smell quite particular. The compound that is found in asparagus is also actually found in skunk secretions. So the smell that you think of with a skunk is the same smell that's released when you eat asparagus.
And some people report that certain curry flavours can make it through to the other side too. And this may be either a result of the flavour compounds or their broken down components. But the only way to test if the asparagus smell makes it into your urine would be to have other people give it a sniff. I don't know if anyone else has tried this. And from genes coding for things you urinise to things you memorise.
Hi, my name is Zachary Andy from Greensboro, North Carolina in the US. My question is, can our genes code for our memories?
Can memories be handed down through the family? Let us know what you think with the email address chris@thenakedscientists.com or by writing on the forum, and the address is thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Diana O'Carroll with this week's Question of the Week. You can catch it as a podcast in its own right on our website at nakedscientists.com/QOTW. That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Helen Scales and Dominic Ford, and also to our wonderful production team, Ben Vowster, Mira Senthilingam, Dave Ansell and Tom Simpkins. We're back next week talking about social insects, finding out how bees warn each other of danger with a stop signal, and also radio tagging ants to find out what they do and where they go. Do join us if you can.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.